Mr. Mellon, are we talking about gross incompetence inside the Justice Department or widespread corruption?
Human nature leaves ample room for both.
I don't want no problem while I'm gone.
Thought Furio had you on a leash.
Well, he left town and I chewed through it.
Well, you pay him, right? I mean, he gets his taste no matter what.
Every business has its costs.
I need your help. I must dispose of a body.
It's a series of classes intended.
I know about it already. All of it. Please come if you can.
You indicting me, Harry? Indict Remus instead.
That's never going to happen.
President Harding would never force Mr. Daugherty's hand.
Unless someone made him.
Such as?
I hope to offer my services as a fount of information regarding the Attorney General.
I don't think it's wise.
Don't we both know how to keep a secret?
You put yourself on the line. I'll be making a change. You're running the warehouse with Mickey.
Thank you.
Lucky Thompson, Arnold Rosti, they working together.
Give me your blessing. I kill them all.
What is this?
Lovely heroin.
My son is dead, and nothing will ever bring him back.
Spoke with the coroner. He made the change you requested.
Accidental drownings.
Mr. Whitlock made a persuasive case for discretion.
There is the grandchild in the matter.
I thought I had my son back. Then he would reach for the needle. And nothing I could do could stop him.
Would you like a few more minutes?
Yes. That's very kind.
We've made our farewells already, I think.
Would you like to say a last word, Mr. Harrow? You two were close.
Jimmy deserved better than this.
In the kettle, your corn, yeast, what have you. Mix it with the water, and you plug in the stopper, insert your tubing, and fire up the heat.
You want to keep it around 172, not quite boiling.
As it all cools down, drips out here, then abracadabra.
Whiskey.
What do I tell you? It's not half as dumb as he looks. We'll be out of your hair in a minute, dear.
You're welcome as a guest in our home.
What about the smell?
What about it?
We have neighbors.
Between a cabbage and a fish in that hallway, who's going to notice? Besides, half of them are doing the same thing. I got people like you all over the north side, George. Practically an army.
Nice little sideline.
Except you, of course, working off a debt. For my help getting rid of that Prohi's body.
I understand.
Good. I want 2 cases a week. That's 24 bottles. Oh, and tomorrow you're coming with us to a meeting. In the corner of Wabash and 23rd, 11 a.m.
I have a job, sir.
You'll figure something out. Pedals irons, you believe that?
Nine a.m. The Hotel Astor. I'm on the overnight express.
New York?
Tomorrow, just for the day.
Rostin or your other girlfriend?
Neither, actually. Where are we with the pony?
A tip?
For Emily's birthday.
She can hardly walk. Just taking care of you.
That's what the pony's for. She'll love it. So what do you think?
Morgan's a nice, calm disposition, or a Shetland, maybe.
June's sister had one. They can get a bit feisty. Chomped her pinky trying to grab a carrot.
We don't want to coddle her, Eli.
Leave it to me. I'll get her all fixed up.
I don't quite know how to say this.
Just start yammering like always.
James Starmody is dead.
That is pure speculation.
No, he has drowned. The death notices.
Miss Hepp, while bathing at the home of his mother, Mrs. Jillian Darmody.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm terribly sorry for your loss.
Don't be an idiot.
I mean, you walk down the street, and there's these ruins just sitting there. Thousands of years old.
Hey, look who's back.
Hey. How was it? Give me a new perspective, that's for sure. The better guys, there's a fucking rat race over here. Italy, they take it slow. Little bread, little vino.
Well, you want wine? We got a whole fucking distillery.
We don't have the feeling.
You were just telling me about the volcano. What volcano?
Vesuvius.
It's near Naples.
I know that. I was just there.
He says the whole place is falling to pieces.
That's not fair. I mean, the way they live.
What we hear about the holiday. Yeah, John, welcome home.
So we had a little eruption here, too. Joe Miller.
Do I know him?
He's with old Benny. At least he was.
So he's past tense.
He insulted Jade, smacked him around.
An O'Banion? How'd he take it?
It's touchy. I kept it on ice. He's gonna come by the yards tomorrow and hash you out. I didn't write because I knew you was trying to relax. I mean, I know you said you didn't want no problems, and I'm sure you saw, but there was nothing I could do.
You did what you thought was right.
Yeah.
Come over here.
There's still the matter of Tommy's guardianship.
Whatever it costs.
You're raising him in a whorehouse.
It's a health resort.
They're going to want to inspect everything, you know.
Ma'am, Mr. Thompson is calling.
Show him in. Do you know what you can always rely on in this business?
What?
Sooner or later, everyone steps through your door.
Leander, would you mind if I spoke with Mrs. Darmody alone?
You're working towards something, remember that.
I've come to offer my condolences.
How very kind.
You can imagine my shock when I saw this morning's paper. A young man cut down in his prime.
A troubled young man. Driven to narcotics, truth be told.
I hadn't even realized he was back in town.
Last week, back from one of his excursions.
I would very much like to have seen him.
And he you, I'm sure. Things were rather tense last time.
To James.
Shall we stop now with all this nonsense?
It is nonsense, isn't it? We should really be drinking to the sap who died in your tub.
You killed my son, Nucky.
You're out of your mind.
And I'll never see him again. A man who buried his son himself.
I had nothing to do with
any of that. Just stand here and lie to my face. After all the disappointments, the false promises...
I kept every one.
...and to me.
Here's what I came to tell you. Whatever you're trying to pull, there's something you best keep in mind. You exist in this town because I allow you to. And all in all, I'd say that's...
very generous of you.
You'd be wise to say that like you mean it.
Well, next is the delicate matter of the act itself.
Something you're looking forward to, is it?
My concern is that it be placed within the proper moral context.
I'm here to keep him on the path, sister.
I will see you both next Thursday.
Am I wrong, or is she flirting with me? Every time we talk, she always brings it around to sex.
Mrs. Shearer.
Do you have a question?
I need to talk to her.
Well, I have reports to attend to and maybe a chance to actually eat dinner, so.
I'm glad you were able to come to the classes. I hope you're finding them useful. If there's anything...
My husband won't keep off me. I told him I wasn't ready and he waited for a while. But now...
Did you explain to him that it...
I don't want another child. No matter what.
That's not something we're allowed to discuss here.
It's what every woman who came tonight wanted to know.
I made a promise to the sister.
You came to me. You offered help.
There's a pamphlet I can give you. It explains different methods.
I don't need a pamphlet or some man to tell me what I already know. When you first saw me and I was bleeding, I wasn't...
Yes?
I stored the milk. I waited. It wasn't an accident. You understand? I drank it on purpose to lose the baby. I won't go through that again.
What do you need?
One of those Dutch caps that go up here so I can control things, but I don't know how to get one.
You have to ask a doctor.
Doctor won't give me a diaphragm. The doctor won't even listen to me. Doctors only listen to ladies like you.
Sleep.
Plan to take in any shows while you're in New York?
I hadn't really considered it.
Dizzy Izzy's a lot of laughs. I could set you up with house seats.
Let's keep the favors to a minimum.
What do you do for fun, Esther?
I run naked through the pages of the United States Criminal Code.
Really?
I believe I can say with some conviction that the arrangements are in place.
Where is he?
Miss Randolph, do you wish to be privy to these revelations?
In for a penny.
Mm-hmm. I applaud your boldness. Secretary Mellon is in Manhattan today, attending to matters particular to his private enterprises. He will, as a creature of habit, take his luncheon at the Union Club on 51st Street and 5th Avenue.
How do I get in there?
You, Mr. Thompson, cannot. However, Mr. Charles Rickson of Missouri can, owing to a reciprocal agreement with the Kansas City Club.
Charles Rickson.
You have prospered mightily in beef, Mr. Rickson. And your name is on the register.
What do I need to know?
Andrew Mellon is one of the richest men in the world. As the head of the Treasury Department, he's responsible for enforcing prohibition as well as collecting the income tax.
Neither of which I understand him to be partial to.
And he despises Harry Darty.
Whom he regards as no more than a common thief. Not to cast aspersions on our employer.
Is that enough to get Mellon to arrest Remus?
The Secretary's business interests are manifold. He is prominent in finance, steel, coal. He is also the majority shareholder in the Old Overhope Distillery in West Overton, Pennsylvania.
Andrew Mellon owns a distillery?
Pointless possession in this day and age, but it is remarkable how large small irritations can loom in the minds of great men.
That's all you're going to give me?
Rather more than you walked in with. The rest will be a tribute to your resourcefulness.
You know, I don't think I do want to hear everything.
Anything funny lately?
What do you mean?
At work, you know. The way people been acting. Johnny say anything to you?
About what?
About what happened. Joe Miller.
Why? Was he sore?
I don't know. Didn't say nothing. I don't like this, Jake.
Where did me come from?
Hitch up your pants. They're hanging up your ass.
Boys.
John. You want coffee?
I had espresso at home. Look at this place. You believe the stink?
Where did meat come from?
O'Banion. Dean, how you been?
John, you know Jaime Weiss.
Good to see you. That's a new face.
He's my muscle. What's in the case? Tell him, George.
Irons.
Yeah. Press you out. Nice and flat.
Where are you from? Me? Cicero.
So this Joe Miller business. I've been very well behaved. Cool my heels waiting for you.
I was over in Naples. Different world, team.
Meanwhile.
People there, very gracious with each other. You know why?
All due respect.
Because they understand. Life is short.
Threats? Really? You show up after months and you got the gall.
Hey, John's talk.
He took a fucking bar stool to Joe Miller's head.
Speak like you own a fucking
this
joint.
Is how you settle a beef when I'm the one who kept my word.
Pompey.
Huh? What?
Pompey. You heard of it?
The town was buried in 79 A.D.
These poor fucking souls. For generations, the next to this mountain, they got no idea it's actually a volcano. One day, they're going about their affairs, and boom! The lava covers everything. Not even time to run.
Right?
They're still there. Hundreds of them. Frozen. Like statues. One fella, blacksmith or something, still got the hammer in his hand. He died doing what? Banging on some tin for a few shekels or whatever he used. And losing that money? He was more afraid of that than losing his life. Huh?
So, Joe Miller.
Now he's going to work something out.
I came here to settle with you.
Well, it's your mistake, Dini. Because the person to talk to was Al.
The past is for suckers, right? Depends what happens in the future.
Sean said to talk. So let's talk.
You're quite serious about this.
That's wise to be. More blood spilled at horse fairs than anywhere else.
Did you have one in Coleraine?
Oh, aye. Great gas of a day. Yeah, my dad put on his best. Strolled down the high street like a grand man, jiggling the coins in his pocket.
What did he do?
He's only a clerk for the ironmongers, but he had a sudden air, and he had to admire it. And a shilling for me, spend as I like.
Licorice rope.
Fries chocolate cream. What of yourself?
We'd a Welsh cock for ploughing. I'd ride him when I could. Though my father drank him away. I did so love the fair, though. People from miles around. Old bachelors down from the hills. Tinkers on the road. Dancing and songs coming out from the pubs.
Bit of life to the world, wasn't it?
We'd sneak away and wander. And my brother, Eamon.
What? What of him?
Nothing. He'd walk behind someone, a fat man or bandy legs, and imitate him when he couldn't see. All I could do to keep from falling in the mud laughing. So, you approve?
With Kip here. Hey. That seems right enough.
Well, folks. Take him around the paddock, see what he's like.
The lady wants some time to think it over.
Can't see a thing. In a theater, you know there's an audience out there.
Maybe you think you're too good for the movies.
Why would I think that?
Something I've noticed with you stage types.
Oh, I don't think I'm too good for anything. I mean, I love them.
What do you love about them?
I don't know. Sit in the dark. Stare up into the screen. Forget who you are for a while.
Most people say where you are.
Pardon?
You said forget who you are. Is that what you're trying to do?
Aren't we all?
Turn left. And right. Look up. Holy thoughts. Okay, let's see how the camera likes you. You want to do that?
Why else would anyone schlep out to Queens?
Sassy. You know Gil Lonaker?
I did full steam ahead with Mr. King at Lasky. Freighter, stowaway, Chinaman with a hatchet, a monkey, and a girl.
Sounds like a doozy.
Well, I paid for my house. You two sit there. Don't look at the lens. Keep your lips closed when we kiss.
We're kissing?
And roll. All right, Gil's a charming gambler on the run from the law. You're a showgirl down on her luck. Not a lead, but you know, the funny one in the chorus.
The pony.
Is that what they're called? Action.
Is this cab taken?
It sure is, and I'm the one who took it.
Don't turn your head so far.
Do you mind? We're headed the same way.
Give him some lip, Blossom.
Keep your face out.
You've got your nerve. Why, I oughta.
And policeman outside. He's looking. He's looking. What are you going to do, Johnny Diamonds? They're after you. Policeman. 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 And he's gone.
What did I do to deserve that?
What didn't you?
Make sure he gets the message.
Cabby, St. Patrick's, and step on it. I'm late for church.
Don't care what the market is doing?
This is meant to be a retreat.
Then I won't take up much of your time.
Why would you take up any of it?
Because we have an enemy in common. Harry Daugherty.
You're not a member of this club.
I'm not a member of any club. My name is Enoch Thompson. You may have heard of me. Or not. In any case, the Attorney General and I have had dealings. But those dealings have come to an end.
And the nature of these dealings would be?
Circumvention of the Volstead Act. Should I continue? I make no excuses for myself. I'm a businessman. A small businessman, and I'm sure you can understand that. But for Harry Daugherty, the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, to be involved with, to in fact be the head of a large criminal conspiracy. Something is wrong with the country, Mr. Secretary. Something is very wrong.
Your sense of patriotism is offended, Mr. Thompson.
Is it yours?
Dart is nothing but a shabby little huckster.
I've always thought so.
A whole lot of them are. That's what democracy gets you. Bandits fighting over a cut of the loot.
The income tax.
Sanctioned robbery with no constitutional basis.
And prohibition.
A child's idea of morality.
I don't envy your position. But we, I hope you'll allow me to say we, can do something about that. And help each other in the bargain. You have the power to arrest George Remus, the biggest bootlegger in the country, with direct, ongoing ties to Daugherty and the men that work for him. Arrest Remus and force Harry to show his hand.
A man doesn't indict himself.
Then you'll have something on him to use when you need it. That's just as valuable. Maybe more.
And that would be your bargain?
No. Your distillery, Overholt. It would stick in my craw for the government to tell me what I could or couldn't do with my own property, no matter how trivial it seemed. But that's how I am. It's the little things that eat at me.
And you would rectify this how?
I'd run it for you. It's a field I have some expertise in. You wouldn't know anything about it. We'd never speak. All you'd see is the money. And there's always a way to hide that. Is that a yes? Even a perhaps?
You brought some color to my day, Mr. Thompson. And I do appreciate that.
Yes, Mr. Mellon.
There's no cause for a scene.
but this gentleman is an interloper. Please be ready to call the police in the event that he doesn't leave the premises immediately.
I'll see myself out.
Makes sense. A pony. When there's no telling what the future holds.
What does it matter? She'll enjoy it now. You can always take the shed and turn it into a proper barn.
Who's going to tend to him?
It'll be good for Teddy. Learn how to look after an animal. Not that clearing out stalls is... wrong.
Just, you mustn't talk that way about what's good and isn't.
Why not?
Because they're just words and they don't mean anything anymore. Would you teach me how to drive?
Right now?
No. After.
And with the added bonus of steam, your only regret will be that I didn't show up sooner. Should I put you down for two, ma'am? Or just one?
Yeah, one will be fine. And that's how you close it, boys. Well done, Ralph. One thing, though. Make sure you mention the enamel grip, which is a lot softer on those delicate hands. All right, who's next, huh? George, how about it?
Hey, come on, Georgie.
Yeah, come on, strut your step.
Come on, George.
I'm not feeling my best, Mr. Gulliver. I haven't been sleeping.
Oh, good night's rest and a sensible breakfast. Salesman travels on his stomach.
What I like is that malted meal.
Phil, you be the customer.
Okie doke.
Come on, George, shake off those cobwebs.
Good morning.
Ain't you gonna ring the bell?
Yes. Well?
Oh, I'm sorry. The bell's on the fritz. You'll have to knock.
May I help you?
Good morning, sir. My name...
Sir? Why, how dare you? Can't you see that I'm a perky little housewife?
I wonder he's hardly making any sales.
Yes, ma'am. My name is George Mueller. I'm with the Electric Iron Company, the Faraday Electric Iron Company.
Well, if you don't know who you work for, then why should I care?
I misspoke. I'm sorry. Ma'am, I am selling a product that can save you hours of back-breaking work.
Is it a steam-powered dildo? Because, oh, my arm shook. It's tired.
No, ma'am. It's an iron. And if you'll allow me to demonstrate, this is our newest model. It has three heat settings. And an enamel handle, which is very comfortable on the hands. This tip, as you can see...
What did you say your name was?
George Mueller, ma'am.
And are you married?
Oh,
pitch, you really should be selling dildos because your wife could use them.
Irresistible. Come to me. Come to me in anarchy.
Silence. Silence.
None may laugh at Bin Farton. What's that smell?
Celebrating.
Bill's gonna be a movie star.
I don't know about
that. She tested for Clifton King and he loved her, and now we're all spoiled.
Congratulations. I haven't met the Sheik.
Oh, this is Gilbert.
I got a picture coming out next month.
He fights a monkey with a hatchet.
A Chinaman.
You fight a monkey with a Chinaman.
You need to start drinking.
I'll get you started, sir.
What?
I said I'll get you started.
What did you call me?
Sir?
Gilbert, why don't you take that pig and shit smirk and that bed sheet and get the fuck out of here. Take her with you.
Why don't you watch your language?
Or what?
Or you'll wish you had. Sir.
Little fucking interloper.
Gus, you need to calm down. He's not worth it.
Gus, stop it! Gus, stop it! Stop it!
What's it about?
What?
The picture.
A gangster. And a showgirl.
I don't like this arrangement. I don't like looking the other way. I don't like not asking questions I'm not supposed to hear the answers to. What you're up to, who's here, who's not. I don't like you lying to me.
I never lied about
it. Not telling, it's the same goddamn thing. I don't like it.
I don't ask you either. I'd say that's mighty white of me, wouldn't you?
I can take care of you. You won't have to worry about anything.
I'm not worried, Gus.
How long do you think this is going to last?
Don't you think I'm any good?
The business you're in.
You don't, do you?
There's nothing you can count on. Look at your friend. You want to wind up like her?
Levi out of it.
It happens all the time. People just want something new. And a year from now, 2 years...
I have a father, okay? He's in Newburgh. He thinks a fist is a good way to end an argument, and I don't live there anymore.
That's how you see me?
That's how you sound. I'm on my own, Gus. I have been for years. I like it. And...
Go on, say it.
You're no fun this way.
Then what do you want from me?
I just want... you to be my gangster.
Excuse me.
What are you doing?
We need to leave here as soon as possible.
Why?
I can carry Abigail in two cases.
Husband.
All you would need to do is bundle up Chester.
Husband. What has happened?
At work, an incident. Bad person. And the other event. Where would you like to go? I'm open to any state except New Jersey and New York. And Illinois, obviously. But aside from those, we can discuss it.
Stop! Wait. Drink this.
All right.
Go on. Do.
What's this?
The whiskey for Mr. Banyan. I make it all day while you don't come home. 14 bottles.
You did this by yourself?
Also 3 for us.
Us?
Akvitt. When I was girl, I make for Papa. Some orange peel too, for flavor.
No. No, no, no. We're not supposed to drink any...
Not to drink. To sell.
Sell where?
On Ketsi Boulevard. To Norwegian people there.
What?
Sutnamai is tomorrow. The day to celebrate when Norway become free of the Danes. We sell the akvitt for the extra money it will bring. It's not what Mr. O'Banion needs for, so no problems.
Darling,
we do this so you don't worry yourself about losing your job. We make more, we sell more, we stay. There is no need for us to be going anywhere. We buy a house right here. In Cicero,
When did you get in?
Last night. Late.
I need this room. The roofers have to inspect the ceiling.
I told you I am paying for that.
I took a loan, Charles. You needn't concern yourself. Why are you here anyway?
I got business with A.O.
And Nucky Thompson.
What of it?
When are you meeting?
Tonight. At a dinner with Babette's.
You belittle my business. Break bread with my enemies.
Who the fuck do you think you are? Come on. I'll give you a nice hard fuck like you like.
I want you out.
I need a show first.
Out of the business. Here's a check. $4,500.
What am I gonna do with a check?
Stick it up your ass for all I care. Better yet, let Nucky do it for
you. Oh, what the fuck you doing?
Dr. Mason.
Hello. Did you drive here?
No, I was. I was waiting for you. I need your help with something, and it's rather delicate.
Too delicate to discuss inside?
I would like to ask you to help me obtain a diaphragm.
Is this what the Shearer woman wanted to speak to you about?
Yes. Actually, I suppose I'd need two.
Two.
One for her, and one for me. It was nearly midnight when I felt the pain. The midwife was called, and together we passed the night. Hours later, after my ordeal, she placed him at my breast. It was just after dawn. The whole world looked brand new. Do you have children, Mr. Rossetti?
Two girls. My little princesses. Beauties, just like their mother.
They're the lights of your life.
The sun rises and sets.
One day they're little. The next... my grandson. He's all I have left. Mr. Harrow, have you met Mr. Rossetti?
I have not.
Pleasure. Tonino.
How do you do? I've reached out the bar.
And Tommy is asleep?
Yes.
That will be all.
You send the scare away to mice.
Mr. Harrow was a friend of my son. Are you familiar with Babette's? Supper club on the boardwalk.
I ate there with Nucky before I've fallen out.
Have you fallen out? I hadn't realized. He'll be dining there this evening. With Mr. Rothstein.
You don't say.
I'm not sure what time, but that shouldn't be hard to ascertain.
Why are you telling me this?
I thought perhaps you'd like to surprise him.
You have a phone call.
Supposed to guess?
The gentleman would not reveal himself, but he said you would be relieved to hear his voice.
Who is this?
Mr. Thompson.
That's who you called, isn't it?
This is Andrew Mellon.
Sir, what can I do for you?
A few days from now, Treasury agents in Cincinnati will arrest George Remus for multiple violations of the Volstead Act.
Including the purchase of government liquor permits from a close associate of the Attorney General of the United States.
Are you referring to Jess Smith?
In exchange...
I expect the Overholt Distillery to be operational within 1 month and generating a profit the month thereafter.
I assure you that will be the case.
Henceforth, you will not contact me. Is that understood?
Yes.
Then our intercourse is concluded.
Am I allowed in?
Lost an earring.
Which?
Those hummingbirds you gave me.
I'll buy you new ones.
Like these.
And who are you supposed to be?
Huh?
Stand up.
Like it?
I don't know. Yes. Is it a picture?
Just felt like being someone else for a little bit.
Who?
Nadine Beckenbauer.
Where are you from, Nadine?
Newburgh, New York.
No kidding.
God's honest.
Ever been to Atlantic City before?
First time.
What do you think?
They told me it was wicked.
They were right.
I'm under arrest.
You're being freed. It's a single premium annuity.
Again, please, in English.
Guaranteed income, first of each month, for the rest of your life.
We already made up, Gus. Okay?
That's not what it's about.
Then what's the gag?
Call it a mystery.
I don't
need anyone's help. I envy that. So what you do with this money and who you do it with, it's nobody's business but your own.
Are you saying goodbye?
I'm saying hello, Nadine Beckenbauer. Hello and good luck. You know, if you change your name, you might go pretty far.
I will put on a different pair.
Unlike steam irons, Akavit sells itself.
We were going to go down to Nell's if you're interested.
I'm heading home. Osabuco tonight.
Greek town. Demos for short. I got someone.
He's good for it.
Need anything else?
Sounds like you got it all under control.
See you tomorrow then.
Love to May and the boy.
Thank you.
gentleman. He's trustworthy.
He's a chink. I'll invite him over for Christmas dinner.
$50,000 apiece is a lot of money.
Seven on the street make 10 times that.
If you want to make extra sure, we'll make sure we get you.
Christmas, Thompson!
Oh, shit. Back there, you old so-and-so. House tricks.
Gangbusters, I tell you. I'm selling radios now. Oh, aren't you going to introduce me?
George Baxter, meet Arnold Rothstein, Charlie Luciano, and Billy Kent.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Well, don't make up your mind so soon.
Go ahead. No reason for both of us to suffer.
Don't linger now.
So you're out of the cutlery business now.
Well, there's a lot more silver in the Radio Corporation of America. How about RCA, the official radio of the world's playground? Strictly on the QT. I know a charming lass was very close to Mr. David Sarnoff himself, and I bet I am certain that an offer.
The blues, I feel so lonely. I'll give the world if I could only make you understand. It surely would be grand. Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your papa's all alone. I have tried in vain never more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart. That will never make us part. Every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home?